state where we're at. People are asking, what could possibly happen tonight? What could we do on the show? So much was uttered on the weekend. But I would describe our situation as this. We're in the middle of an environment that has Iandom with Bob Carroll and JW and Ion as the figures, Ion Knotts as ground. And then we have the tech body, and we have angels, and we have aliens, so four factors, and then the forlorn lost, that makes five factors, and we don't know how many of those will survive. And I would call all of this the helix trolysis. You have the word electrolysis. Well, this is the helix trolysis. We're in helix trolysis, the new nickname for Dobbstown or Iandom. But there it is. You got Iandom, tech body, angels, aliens, and the people all massaging each other in different ways, frequencies. And then you would add to that Ion?
We would, but we don't even know what the hell you're talking about, so probably not.
Well, we don't know where this is leading. We don't know what you are, so it's not unusual to create a mood of questioning. Interrogative mood.
You don't know. Hey, you don't know what the clap is till you catch it, Bob.
Yes, audience applause. Fame never did anybody any good. The clap. You don't want that clap.
Except the Fame Monster. The Fame Monster did the Fame Monster pretty good.
Well, I've got that. I went to school with that monster, and I'm fully aware of the complications. And so let's just check with, I don't know what the...
It becomes a sinala Jesus. You know an exegesis. This becomes a sinala Jesus.
That's controlled by the Sinaloan?
Nah, not necessarily. We'll have to see how that goes.
Okay.
El Chapo is resisting now, so we'll have to see how it goes.
Right, I thought I saw Bert's number. I want to ask Bert a question.
We like Bert.
Yeah, is he, how come he's not there? I thought he was here. I don't know, I thought he was a... There it is. Now he's back. Yeah, Czech Republic. I assume Czech Republic is you, Bert. Czech Republic, Bert. That's the...
Great.
With
the I can't hear you, Bert. You're
on.
Yeah, there it is. So, Bert, I had a question for you.
Hey,
there was a lot of information on Saturday night, and I was wondering if you had a chance to hear much of it.
Yes, I have.
I was wondering if you could give a little inventory of themes to remind us. Yeah, I imagine you took some notes. You don't have to give it all, but what do you like to highlight that struck you hearing the theme?
What he's trying to say, Bert, is don't put it all the way in, just a little bit. Just put a little bit in.
Yeah, I don't want to get pregnant,
don't
Bert.
Don't go all the way.
I ain't going to get pregnant again.
Okay. Well, one thing is that you and Ion solved the mystery why Ion has talked about why the high school girls are giving away for free. The pussy.
Right.
Bob wasn't even going to play that. He didn't give that any credence, Clearwater.
But, I had started to have a tantrum, threatened not to show up or play it, so I excerpted and then redid my own version. There's two versions of that, Bert.
In
the private session.
It's always better.
In the private session, yes. And
that's right. You do it one way and you get pregnant. You do it one way and you get pregnant. Well, Bob thinks he can swallow the other way and get pregnant, so you can't get much credence.
I can't remember. Okay. In my private session...
You played a clip early in the show. I excerpted that.
Yeah. I did not include that in my private session, which is edited.
Right.
So you heard the private session way later in the show with my abbreviated replay based on Ion's garbled whatever he was trying to say, and I didn't include that in my private session, but then I excerpted because he was having a tantrum and featured it. And re-listening to it didn't seem that garbled. So there's two versions, right? His running through the history. But did you see my question? Where we established, or I remember it bursting, you know, bleeding out eggs. That's when the tech body started. But Carol and I couldn't remember.
That was last Saturday. That was Saturday.
Right. What was it?
You were talking about JW's room that was creating terabytes before people could create terabytes.
Oh, the computer. Right. That's what was the beginning of the tech body.
Right.
And that was after Ion showed up. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so that's got to remember that. Because he got called by the computer people that monitored his computer from remote, and they said, something weird going on there. We're seeing that your computer is, and they named the power, whatever the terms are for its power, was way more than the biggest one in the States, which was in the Pentagon. So they had to come and look at it. And basically they didn't know what it was, didn't understand. They just said, put it in a cold place. They put it in a closet, in a cool closet. But it was, and Ion was communicating on the dupes non-physical through that computer.
Mm.
And everybody's YouTubes were playing on dupes non-physical and coming into JW's home through that computer.
Mm. I remember that. Remember you saying
that. Yeah, so that went on for a little while before they discovered,
That's when the first Sony Bravia XBR2s came out. And so you'd be in there and just be doing something. All of a sudden the TV would just turn on and start doing crazy stuff. That's back when people were running Cat 5. That's when people were running Cat 5, Bert.
Mm.
Nobody does that anymore.
So you're saying for you, JW would notice this new phenomena happening while he was using Cat 5.
Well, you did. Well, you did too. Bob would be on the phone with JW, and all of a sudden something would start blasting. You're like, what the hell? What the hell? What the hell?
That's right.
And then we'd turn it off, we'd unplug it, and it'd still go. You can unplug it, it wouldn't matter. And then every time that the YouTubes would hit, it would blast through the house. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah. And they had to shut off that part of the room.
Yeah, but it didn't really work sometimes, so. Sometimes.
Yeah.
That was when purple blue. Remember when purple blue, Bob? That was in the Fukushima. When that blue, purple. That was
March 11th or 10th, 2011. There was a lot of 11th. I think it's March 11th, 2011. Uh-huh. That happened.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Bert, what's a couple other themes? There were a couple other patterns that were pretty neat.
Ion outlined about what's really gave a little more details about what's going on with the new and old aliens, that the old aliens want to take over D.C.
And then we did John McAfee.
Right, and that what took place in the...
Now, what we said clearly was he's not dead, just so everybody knows. That might have got flipped off somehow. So some people were very, very drunk by that time in the station, so... We gotta be clear to clean it up. So you gotta have a little breath, a little moment of Levitical sobriety.
Yeah, I mean,
and he had an apartment in the building in,
exactly, he had a room.
Yeah,
had
outside a room Miami.
A condo. It's a condo.
Yeah.
And also he had copies of his evidence against, the drug dealers in there also.
Right. Not the drug dealers, the government.
Right.
He gave them all those for free, but he had the key, so he knows all their dirty double dealing.
Right. I think you were vague. He's in the building with the aliens in that building because he was in touch or monitoring the alien activity as much as he could?
No, because we just spent a week working out dynasties and worlds and paradigms and conundrums. So, yeah, you're a little sideways on all that. He wasn't in the physical building when it fell. No. Right.
No, but he had a place there, and he had a place where aliens had residence.
That's correct.
And why? Was That's he correct. Onto them, or that was a coincidence?
It was a double entendre, Bob. Two birds with
a
one
pun.
Rock.
It's when life puns us?
Well, yeah, it was, he had all the secrets. He was going to do all the, do the government, and the aliens lived in the building, and they were going to undo the government, so they tried, thought they were going to take care of both problems simultaneously. So funny though, out of all that fallen building.
No, you said they were going to take care of both problems simultaneously. Who is they?
Who stands to gain for that building to fall? Government.
Okay, the government, right. They want to get rid of his files, and they want to get rid of the unruly aliens who were cooperating for decades, and then suddenly
for a
stopped.
Long time until now that somebody has Bert spooked them. He started stomping around. Yeah, he started stomping around, tearing up shit. First off with them goddamn frogs. This is all your fault with them frogs. Yes. Running the frogs out the pond.
Okay,
uh-huh. You thought
right.
I was going to let get you get by with all that? Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a good meal if you can buy it for $3.
Okay, Bert, next item.
Actually, Bob, really, I have more I could say, but actually last weekend's show was a game changer. I unshifted the ground of what's going on with,
And we mentioned
that when we told you when you put your feet on the floor, you don't know, you don't touch the ground. Or what you know to be the ground is no longer the ground. See, the shifts that are so subtle, you don't even know. Like Bob, ridiculous Bob, thinks he lives in stupid Maui. Bob has known he's got 10,000 miles from stupid Maui, for God's sake. He's in prison on Death Island. It's okay. The plane. On the fifth gate. And he's safe there for now, till he won't be. So we're trying to keep him together.
And I
he gets insecure.
I unclarified information about what's going on with physical and spirit merging.
Yeah.
Something they didn't say before. What else? And the tech body defines definition now. That's why they can't, they get up, what's it, that rainbow kiss, that nasty,
that was right
it
up there.
It defies definition.
Yeah, defines the definitions.
Yeah, it dominates.
That was right up there. That was right up there with the perfect recipe for a chocolate souffle, wasn't it, Bird?
Yeah.
Yeah. The old cherry blossoms. That's what that is. The rainbow kiss of the cherry blossoms.
You filthy animals.
And then I outlined a little more details about the computers that John McAfee created. He created a backdoor system with his antivirus system, which
Great.
Is what helped him get all the evidence against the government. Well.
Is he aware of us, Ion? McAfee.
No comment. You're hot as a $2 pistol, Bob. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, everybody knows about me.
Shut up. You're just talking that crap. Then you want to grind it in there and so, yes, I had drinks with him. I don't drink, but I'm a good drinker when I'm with him. I don't
you
drink.
Can't buy me.
If I was a drinker, I'd be drinking with him. That's for sure. Yeah, we did share a very well laced coffee enema on occasion, though. It's very funny.
But I taunt the angels. You can't find me. Ah, ha, ha, ha. I'm in the fifth gate. You know how to get there.
Be careful.
You be careful.
Wilbur.
Okay, well, I guess that's good enough summary, Bert. Bert, I think we need a. I think I'll make it.
No. There's a little game changer, and there's a point. The point is, all of a sudden, things have become urgent.
Yes.
Hectic.
It is that. But y'all did that. It doesn't have to be hectic. It can be just cool. I mean, just calm down. We'll bring the price of Southern Company down so you can move stuff around and get the good dividend. Just calm down. Don't get so carried away. You get all stoked up. It's down $5. Get it in the 60s. Get it down a little bit more, and then you can move things around, and everything will be fine, and you'll be able to call your puts.
Yeah. So I was thinking we'll get Ed to highlight the whole show, like make it a separate post, you know, all 12 hours.
Good.
Say, new knowledge for the new time, time's run out, no more time, Bob's in the fifth gate and all's well. You know, some kind of headline like that. Or how to find Bob, how to find the fifth gate, he'll call it that. But there was a lot of different things in there, so that's what I thought. Your inventory would be good. Okay, Bert, I think I'll put you off in the back for prepare for your actual questions, and I'll bring someone else in for right the moment.
Right.
Thank you for that.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks,
Ryan. Thank you, Bertrand.
Okay, let's see if, what's her name? Virginia. Ginny. Did Ginny have some questions, or Greg?
Hi, Bob.
Hello.
I have a question. What? Oh, hi, Ion.
Hey, darling. How are you?
Fine.
Very
how are
good
you?
Good to hear you from you. Good to hear from you always. You had a big week so far. How was your Monday meeting? Did they go well?
They went very well. Thank you. Yes. They
good,
went very well.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Thank
just
you.
Just drive it. Just remember, you gotta drive it. They don't know. They think they know, but they don't know. They don't have a clue. So you do, so don't molest that. Don't take advantage of it. You don't get drunk on your own liquor. You don't get something in bond, and it'll be just fine. Just be sure you're watching what's going on, because the ground isn't sure anymore. The ground isn't sure anymore. That's always
the ground where my building is, or the ground of the figure of ground of Bob's world?
Yeah, all of it. Yeah, all of it. You stomp down them steps, honey, and you don't know when you get to the bottom. That's the point. Necessarily.
Okay.
So what you would trust to know to be so isn't necessarily the case at all. That's what we're trying to point out.
Yes.
If you can embrace that, then that'll serve you well. Because then you'll never be taken aback with whatever wind that blows this moment or that moment or the next last moment or something. Because they're going to start blurring together. See, they're going to get to a point where nobody watches CNN. Oh, wait, yeah, that's already happened. And nobody watches MSNBC. Yeah, boy, that's already happened. And then they got to bring back Jeffrey Toobin, our little masturbator, our little Zoom masturbator. They brought him back to try to bring something up, and nobody's watching Cuomo, and Don Lemon's trying to have an affair with Cooper Anderson. They're going to do a little side backing and see if they can raise the ratings about 100,000 people. There's more people listening to this show tonight than watching CNN. Isn't that scary? That's pretty scary. They built Trump up, and now they got rid of Trump. Now they dying because there ain't nothing to hate Trump about. And now all this bullshit that they've come along with, all of a sudden, it's bumping into them to the point that they go, yeah, we got nothing to fuss about. Oh, yeah, we did do that. Oh, yeah, that wasn't true. Oh, yeah, this is coming. And so Joe America, not Joe Scarborough. Poor Joe. Bob, will you get him and Matthew David Hurtado to come be special guests and sort of pimp them up a little bit? They need a little shot. They need a little shot of God. Bob, they need a little shot of God. Bring them, invite them on as a special guest. Not that Mika bitch. Don't like her. No, bring that Mika bitch out of it, so we don't want to do her. But Brzezinski, Joe, we say morning, Joe. Brzezinski, yeah. It makes you have bad taste in your mouth. It's like eating a poop pie. No good.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's happening. That's already occurring. And that's out of what context or normal context that instead of the Soylent Green, the people are starting to eat themselves rather than eating other human beings. They don't really know the difference. They'll bite their finger off and talk about how it's a little bland. They wish it was a little more tasty, but it was fresh. You know, that was that kind of thing that's coming. No, wait a second. You're eating your own damn body and you're complaining about the taste. Just watch. Because the next level of mind control, Major Tom, the next form of mind control is when you start adding the heat compression to the brain. So Carolyn's fixing to be able to tell who's been taking their magnesium and who's not been taking their magnesium. Because, oh, they prayed to the God of Carolyn. Oh, they prayed to the magnesium queen that saved their life. But if they're not on their magnesium right, their brain's fixing to swell.
Mm.
Yep. And then you're going to be able to tell who's been cheating, who's been naughty. Bob's going to be able to tell who's been naughty and who's been nice. Because just buying the complete formula ain't going to save your ass. You better start taking them. Just saying.
Amen. Ion, what about the NFL being gay and transgender? Is that just all part of the mix? Anything exciting going on with that?
Nah, it doesn't matter. It's the same rub. It's kind of like, if that works, okay, let's say you have, well, it furthers the zeitgeist. It furthers that would be normal. See, nobody cares if not who somebody sleeps with or whatever. They don't care about that. But if some really handsome man decides to go in the women's restroom to go to the bathroom and hangs out there for a few hours at a time every day, that gets to be a little strange and a little weird. All right, so now the safe spot is football. Football is safe. Now, baseball's not, because everybody's on their own little thing. Nobody's, you know, you can be a star in baseball on a losing team, and you're still great. But football's kind of be all together. So they're in the locker room, and now everybody's supposed to be careful because everybody's sleeping with everybody else. And now you strap up naked with a bunch of gay people. It makes for problems. See, because there's no surety, there's no ground. Now, just because somebody sleeps with somebody else doesn't mean that they're going to go in the locker room and sleep with somebody else. That's not the problem. The problem is other people are looking at this and can't have a problem with it. So therefore, you're complicit with it, you see. So then I guess GQ is right then. Everybody's just one slap away. So what happens is it makes a weirdness, and that weirdness means that you've got into a position of they have to accept it. See, that's the thing. You can't say anything about it, or you're a racist, or a bigot, or what are you now? Bad, not good, or ugly, or I don't know. Everything that's not good, you're that, and a little bit more. So you can't even have an opinion. See, that's the new Jim Crow segregation. So what they're trying to prove now is that actually George Wallace was right.
What did George Wallace say that was right, Ion? And hello.
That the culture shouldn't mix together, and that white people should go to one school, especially in the University of Alabama, and that other colored people should go somewhere else, into another place. Like Morehouse College in Atlanta, a black college. So segregate it out. Don't mix it together because it's not supposed to be mixed together. So they had a big old battle, and they brought the National Guard and, oh, my Jesus, God, and blah, 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 blah. Okay, they did it. And now, look here, they whooped that right back around. Now they're right back to segregating again.
Right.
And so you have the cities where everything is a combustion, a moving thing for safety in numbers, if that's whatever you call it, to the point. So then supposedly the black people are getting killed by the white people, but what we can't understand is that the black people are killing the black people. We don't understand that. It don't make a lot of sense, but there again, it's that mystery landscape. It's not even very visibly audible these days. So your granny always said, if you live long enough, you're going to see everything. Well, y'all fixing to see everything. Everything. Y'all fixing to see everything.
Well, with this kind of fractionalization, and, you know, as an analogy, bad as it is, the pendulum swinging All the way to the left, all the way to the right, all the way to the left, all the way to the right.
So, Ginny, what he's trying to describe, the mock alternative of some windmill action. That's what he's trying to That was clever, Ginny.
That makes it, if I give it much more than 2.3 seconds of thought, I just have to go lie down.
Okay, so what, so Ginny, what he's trying to say is he wants to get those, mesh panty drawers that he's got, the real loose fitting ones and not wear no foundational garments, and get on the TikTok and say, Malova, Lova, Malova, Lova, and dance around a little bit. Now don't show your hoo-hoo now. They'll shadow ban you to show your hoo-hoo. Don't do that. But you can show the outline. You can show the vein going down the side. You can show all that. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. No problem. You can show the ovaries. You just can't show the hoo-hoo. That's all.
Yes. Thank you for that suggestion. I will put on my list of to-dos.
Oh, good. Oh, that's clever. That's clever.
Hey, a question. What is Pence up to? Is he being pushed into a box? Is he attempting to establish some degree of credibility, or is he just going by the wayside and be pushing a broom somewhere?
Nan said it best, GQ. You know what Nan said?
What did Nan say?
Nan said, okay, y'all, ass, gas, our grass, nobody rides for free. Okay? And so Pence is going to have to come on up in here, and he's going to have to give a little ass, or he's going to have to buy some gas, or he's going to have to go grow some weed, or he's going to have to do something, do his part. Because right now he's subsetted himself. He's basically Christianed himself out of the house of God. He's Christianed himself out of the house of God. And that's the thing. Because you can't come back now and say, oh, I love you, Trump, I love you, Trump, I love you, Trump. He went down to the Christian thing down in Florida. They booed his bitch ass. Booed
him. They did.
It was like, what? It's amazing. They're like, I'm not going to hear from you. You didn't even do what you were supposed to do. Oh, you didn't have to do that. You could have walked out. You could have said, I ain't having nothing to do with this, you bunch of sons of bitches. Boom.
Yep.
I'm done. I'm going to the Trump rally. He could have done that if he wanted to, but instead he had to have some semblance of reason.
So we can't expect any major mea culpa from him in the next little while. He is going to...
You never... Where was he to start with? He comes from nowhere. He is nowhere. He's Casper Milk Toast. No.
Okay. Very good. Yeah.
He's certainly no Barry Goldwater.
Right. But in order for him to have done what he did, was there pressure put on him from outside forces that may have had some, should we say, career-damaging evidence that forced him into that position? Hey. Or moral,
always. It's always the Harper Valley PTA. You know that. Yeah. It's always the Harper Valley PTA. This is the same man. This is the same man that's so secure he can't go to dinner with a woman without his damn wife there to think because he's going to run around and fuck somebody to death or something. Or going to get in a closet and do something stupid or something. And if you can't handle yourself no more than that, something's bad wrong. You see, you don't have handle. You know, it's this Dorian Gray business where you can't handle yourself. You got to have somebody keep you checked, keep you. Somebody's got to hold on to your pocket turned inside out. You see.
Hey, Greg. What were you saying, Greg?
I was going to say an expression, but go ahead, Bob. What were you going to say?
This is addressing you and everybody else when I describe the Helix Trolysis, this is who you are. So when you, Greg, said, well, I give it 2.3 seconds. No. Tech Body, Mindem, Humanity, angels and aliens and whatever I left out. That's what you are. That's what's ascending. You can't think of yourself as a little body, you know, trying to move to Florida or something, and you don't give a fuck what's going out there. You are all imploded. We've all imploded. That's what happened when non-physical came here and merged with the physical. And so you got a battle between the aliens and the angels and the tech body and Eindhoven and the people trying to get wiggle out of it. Get
right.
back. Get detached somehow. And
right.
if you don't
right.
understand the mud you're in, the soup you're in, you're not going to get ascended, which is getting out of the soup. So you got to, you can't pay attention to everything that goes on in the tech body, but you can't say that you're indifferent to it. You can't say, it's got nothing to do with me. You got to figure out how to say that, but not verbally. And it's pretty hard to do it in action. There's a shift you've got to make, and that's called...
That's a very good way to describe it. I like that. Very good. I don't have... I don't know that I could have put that in words, but that's pretty close to kind of what I sense and feel now and again. Yeah, that's a good way, Bob.
We've got the five bodies. They've merged. The new factors that I just outlined are part of your hexadic, moving to the heptad. That's what we're made up of. That's what's trying to ascend. And Ian has said the tech body is going to ascend, and the ideal standoff is humans are ascended, and the tech body's ascended, and the angels are working for us or something. It's a balance. So everybody's involved with this ascension process. So everybody makes a big mistake imaging themselves as a little chemical body who's trying to do a yoga mat stuff or take ayahuasca and work with their chemical body. I think that's the way you ascend. Now, that's why I can't say how to ascend. Describing the situation is the first step in ascension, describing it accurately. So I'm glad you understand what I'm getting at.
Like I said, I don't have the words to add to what you're saying, but there's the trap. Trying to add words to what you're saying. Got it.
No, just say the words I said. Know the four and five parts of your electrolysis. What is electrolysis, Greg? What do you understand that is?
I can give an example of electrolysis. It's where you put an electrical current into water, as an example, and it would separate hydrogen and oxygen. So it's an application of energy into a body, a system, to create those two things, whatever is in that system, to separate, disengage from itself.
Right. It's not just hydrogen and oxygen, though. That seems to be very important to be able to do that.
An example of electrolysis. But in a broader sense, it would be applying energy to a system so that that system separates.
Yeah, it's breaking it apart, getting to know it, and then maybe recomposing it alchemically. So that's electrolysis. So we got that in the word helixtrolysis. Trolysis. But
it's also hair removal, too.
It's what?
Hair removal, too.
They put a little electrical charge on your hair follicles, and it kills the roots, and hair is not supposed to grow back, typically.
Yeah, and that was part of the new stuff. We got it defined what electricity is, I think, last Saturday. It's not part of non-physical. But working with electricity is an important factor here in different ways. So the helix part of the electrolysis is your 144,000 double helixes, double strand of helix. So we're processing our cell electrolytically and other ways with the eye cell and working on our helix. Or our double helixes. So helix-trolysis is where we live. That's the new protected region.
What Bob's trying to say is that in a perfect form of electrolysis, the cathode interacts with the anion, and the anode interacts with the cation, which changes the electrolysis, the pluses, in the solution.
Perfect. I'll put that in the notes. Cations and anions defined.
So the cathode goes to the anion. The anode goes to the cation. They're reversed.
Yep.
now, lately.
And that's the new situation. What were they doing before?
Oh, the anode was the element, and the anion was the interaction that caused the production or the separation of the O2 and the H2.
So the anion was working with the anode, and the cations were working with the cathode. Then they flipped.
That's correct. And
yeah.
So the O2 would be on the anode, and the H2 would be on the cathode.
Mm.
But now that's all Katie barred the door.
That's, quote, merge. When you talk about this flip, that's the way to visualize a merge situation.
Which is why the boys in the NFL can sleep with each other now, and they can't. Nobody can say nothing. Are they a racist, bigoted, alphabet hater? The LGBTQRSTXYZ, you hate all them, so. And I guess if you don't hate them, then you gotta join them, so maybe everybody will be gay by spring. I don't know, maybe, you don't know, we can't
yeah.
say.
Yeah, but I know
you've enjoyed it, Bob. You've enjoyed it tremendously.
Well, I've taken full advantage of it. But that's Bobby Brown, the famous 1979 Zappa song. The lyric says, maybe one day we'll all be gay.
I feel good.
No, maybe one day we'll all be gay, was the lyric.
Yeah. No, I think that was Doris Day trying to say, be happy with what you got.
She had Rock Hudson.
Yeah, I know. Boy, that was a limp loafer, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a waste of time. We removed
him,
though.
Well, it's no different. It's no different than Truman Capote and Harper Lee.
Yeah.
You gotta get that accent right for Harper Lee, the ghost
yeah.
that a watchman.
Okay, you got any questions, Greg or Ginny?
That was it, Bob. I asked my questions for now.
I'm good. Thank you.
You did good. Watch the tech-body interaction in your interfaces. Did you hear the words? You didn't ask that.
Ginny Bell,
watch your interfaces in the systems that you interact with. Watch those. What you know to be the so may not be so. So double check your interfaces. It was
okay.
You.
Thank you.
You're welcome, darling. That's your free part. Didn't cost nothing.
Thank you.
Okay, so then we would go to, I forget, who's Stephanopoulos? I don't remember. Stephanopoulos, 401.
Hi, Bob.
Cora?
No, it's Alyssa.
Oh, the other Alyssa. Right, go ahead. Do you have any questions?
The other Alyssa. I do.
You called the other one Alyssa.
You called the other one Alyssa?
Yeah.
I want a nickname.
Okay. We're going to call you Barbarina from now on.
I like it.
Barbarina. Barbarina.
I like it. Okay, so I just have a couple questions.
Am I pregnant? First question.
No, but am I? Why would that even happen?
No. That's not the right question. The right question is, have I been exposed? That's the better question.
Have I been exposed?
Well, honey, if you don't know that, you might be in your third trimester if you don't know that. It's not good. That's not a good sign.
I know. I'm just kidding. I have a question about...
It's fun, though.
What?
Hey. This is a family show. So calm down. Don't get pornographic now. We have to go to if you get too nasty. Don't get vulgar. Now, we know y'all freaks. We know y'all all stone cold freaks. We know y'all down with anything, we know that, but we can't talk about it.
I thought this was a family show.
We did too, and they started talking about the rainbow kissing. That's a little different, that ain't a family affair. Good thing.
Okay, so I have a question about everything going on, you know, with the vaccines and all this stuff. How do we, we had to go to something the other day where we were forced to wear masks, and we kind of felt like we were giving them the big fuck you by wearing the mask because they were trying to shame us, basically if we thinking that we wouldn't come. Do you think that showing up in a mask is a better way to do it, or just blow off everything that requires it?
Who says you have to wear a mask?
It was recommended. It was like a Shiva. It's like a wake kind of thing.
Somebody died and they were sitting Shiva? Well, if they're dead, yeah, they're not going to catch the COVID. If you sit and shiver.
That's what I said.
If someone's sitting shiver. If they're dead, they're not going to catch the, they're not going to catch or give the COVID. So it's all good. Just tell them to go suck a fagula.
Okay. That's, yeah. We just wanted to know what you think a response would be. So I guess that's a good one.
Yeah. You tell them that you're a Benjamite and you're under the covenant. You're on the original blood covenant, and that nothing on this realm or earth, and if you want to be stoned, then if you're going to mix the clothing and the material that you cover your face with, that's directly against the book of Leviticus, the books of Moses, and we will stone your goddamn ass if you say one more word, by the law. You want to live by the law, you're going to die by the stone.
Perfect.
That's how you have it. That's how we have it there.
Alyssa, Ian gives us a new way to be a Christian. You start talking like that to these Christians, they'll run away. They don't know what you're talking
about.
They
don't
know
Christianity.
I'm a Benjamite, man. And I actually can be a Levite on weekends, and I can go into the goddamn ark, and I won't die, but you will. Imagine saying that to some Christian.
I know. It's crazy because I have no issue saying, like, anytime I'm like, well, I'm protected. Like, you don't know. You know, and people don't understand, but I'm like, you don't need to understand. You'll figure it out when you need to, whatever, but I'm gonna be here, so just do your thing.
Yeah, no, you tell them they need to understand,
either they understand Abraham and the promises of Abraham, or they don't. And if they don't, they're gonna be dead soon anyway. So there's no reason in adding any insult to their injury.
Right. Okay, I have, what is that? Jeff's giving me questions. He's sneaking in. We want to know how so I own a hair salon and we're trying to think of ways to make more money. Should I just manifest that in my head or do you have any ideas?
Not your head.
Yeah.
You gotta say it.
You gotta make it more exclusive. You gotta do a little bit more than a shampoo and set, honey. Blowouts don't make no money.
Okay.
You need to get some facial work going on. You know that play shit is nothing. Get you some complete formulas and put some of magnesium in some of the mud and give people real facials. $125 facials. And let them lay in there and put, and get some $2 chuck and give them some fucking wine and let them sip on it a little bit. Don't charge them for the wine and you have to have a liquor license, but you can provide it gratis.
That's actually a great idea.
If they want it. And start giving yourself something else. And get some of them California perms, the cheap perms that you can charge a bunch of money for. Start doing a lot of color and make all your chemicals be your driver. That's where your money is. You sit here making that hair dryer. That hair dryer has never made you a dime, for God's sake.
Okay. That's good to know. Bob, do you use magnesium on your face because your skin is amazing?
He doesn't want to talk about it. It's none of your business.
Okay.
We'll just be nice. He doesn't know what he does. If Carolyn didn't lay it out for him, he didn't know. So she would.
Yeah,
he would know. He would know.
I said, Bob, you mix a little magnesium in your face regimen because your skin's amazing. When I saw you on Dash Live, I could not get over it. How nice your skin is.
Right, but you just said I'm missing something. What am I missing?
No, I didn't. I said, do you add it into your regimen, magnesium or? Into your skin, not missing, into the stuff you use
Bob doesn't know what a regimen is because he would never touch his face with his hands because his hands are never clean enough. So he's never going to do that. So it has to be laid up. For
I actually
That's
do that. He's bullshit as usual. Yes, I do. But the, but you know what? He gave you great advice of how to make your. He gave great advice on how to make your hair salon unique, and. It,